Simon Brookhouse. Let's get an update on his situation at the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. They are the new team, the 10th team in the NBL, coming in 21-22, the season 21-22. And, of course, a big announcement last week with the naming of the team. And there's been a fair response as well. Simon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very well, thank you. The Jack Jumpers, it got a lot of people talking. Were you expecting such a conversation starter when you decided on the name?
Oh, look, I think we did, because it's very different. And it's sort of different things tend to polarise people initially until they come to understand what they may mean and what they mean to Tasmania particularly. So it was probably, we probably got more of a reaction across the whole country than we expected, but we certainly got a very positive reaction here in Tasmania, which is important.
Well, that was the thing that we took out of it, I think, Simon, was it wasn't just basketball fans or Tasmanian basketball fans, it was Australian sporting fans who seemingly engaged us fairly heavily in the conversation, which is great for your branding, for your awareness.
Yeah, look, it absolutely is. And it's funny, I've said it a couple of times, it's quite a unique name, obviously, but it's a lot like Tasmania. When you come here, you never forget it. And I think once you hear the Jack Jumpers or you see a Jack Jumper, you never forget them. So it is a conversation starter, which is what we want.
Now, I sort of know the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway. Was it done intentionally to have a name that would spark a lot of conversation, or did it just happen because it was a vote and you had no control in that?
Yeah, look, I think it wasn't done intentionally to spark conversation, but we certainly thought once we landed on the name that it would. It was done more to be synonymous with Tasmania and be what we want the club to about and be something that we can bring to life. A lot of names before us we didn't want to use. We wanted something to be new for the future, and we certainly wanted something kids and families actually sort of locked into and believed in, and we've seen that so far with our membership sales early on. So the character, the Jack Jumper himself, is that sort of superhero Marvel type character, which is really the kids have really embraced down here, which is fantastic.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Simon, the members and how you've been received already. I think you're up over 1,000 members saying that they'll come on board, which is amazing so far out and after really just announcing that what the name will be.
Yeah, look, so it's very exciting. I mean, we didn't expect that sort of outpouring of support initially. We were quite quite joyed by it, I guess, to get over 1,000 in the first sort of 24 to 48 hours. And we're climbing up 1,500 at the moment. And to be honest, we really haven't started a push for our membership drive. We start that this week, and people are buying a foundation membership or a supporter pack, really. There's no seats, there's no games, but they're showing their support, and anyone can around the country. We've had people join up from all around Australia and overseas, and obviously a number in Tasmania, but if anyone's interested, they can go to the website, jackjumpers.com.au, and sign up and support. And there's some great merchandise that comes with that membership. And then you get a right to be one of the first full members and go through the renovations of the DEC and pick a seat if that's what you want to do.
Well, it does really show just the appetite that Tasmanians have for sport and to have those elite sporting teams down there, doesn't it? I know we've seen the AFL kind of explore playing some of their games down there through a couple of clubs, but this is something that Tasmania can own and love. And so for me, that reaction's not surprising.
Yeah, look, and this is where you have to respect the NBL's decision to come down here and give Tasmania the team that will play in a national competition and be seen on a global scale. I think that they're yearning for that, but they've had obviously North Melbourne, Hawthorn come down, and the taste of that. You've heard they've wanted an AFL team for a long time, but the NBL's taken the risk of coming down here, and the support's been there. And I think that it from now on will be onwards and upwards, and it will be. From a sport perspective, it'll be the biggest show in town down here. And we're very confident, being a good, proud basketball state, that people will get behind it and support.
So what's the next big thing for you as CEO? What's your priority? Because obviously it's still a little while away until you start playing games. You're not part of next season, but part of next year's season, if that makes sense. There's still one in the middle. What are you looking at doing now to keep this momentum going? Because I would argue that there's genuine momentum building with what you've been able to achieve in a very short period of time.
You know, I think for us, 12 months might seem a long time, but it'll go very quickly. So we've got some really key decisions to make in between now and probably 2 months' time in terms of trying to find a coach. Now, we may not be able to announce that because of contractual arrangements, but we're certainly on the hunt for a coach, and then we start building assistant coaches and build our community programs that are really important to us. Well, one of our mandates is not just about the NBL, it's to assist Basketball Tasmania to grow the sport. We want basketball to be the number one sport in Tasmania, and through our community channels and what we'll be able to do in schools and various other areas of the community, we should be able to do that. So that'll keep the momentum going, keep the brand out there. But then, you know, on top of that, I've got to form an off-court staff. We've only got 5 appointments at the moment, but a few more to come. So there's that, and then there's players. You know, at the moment, it's embargoed around talking to contracted NBL players because of the rules that are in place, but there's certainly the opportunity to look who may be in Europe or who may be in the US or even Asia, New Zealand, who might want to come home. So we'll start scouring the world for those sort of marquee players who, ironically, maybe because of COVID, actually want to come back to Australia and be here in what we see as a safer environment. We've had a bit of feedback that there are some players out there wanting to do that.
Well, that makes a bit of sense. You mentioned that the DSC, the venue that is being upgraded there for the Jack Jumpers. What's the timeline on the progress there? When's that all start?
Yeah, look, the applications are in with council for approval, and we're hoping to start work by the end of this month and be finished by next August. So that's a great initiative between Larry Kesselman and his group and the government down here to spend $70 million on the stadium for renovation, and they guarantee me that it'll be ready for our first game, so I have to trust that.
That's going to be helpful.
Yes, otherwise we'll be in a local school park somewhere. But it's all on track. There's been a few minor hold-ups with COVID, obviously, but all in all, everything seems to be aligned.
And just, you mentioned before that being the number one sport, wanted to be the number one sport in Tassie. What's the participation rate comparatively to other premium sports, footy, cricket, whatever it might be, netball?
My understanding is it comes in around third, behind footy and somewhat soccer, I think it is. Cricket's not quite as big. But, you know, we're working to grow that. It's been growing down here, and around the country, basketball has been growing at a reasonable rate. But down here, it's been growing year on year, so we just want to help put an injection into that, and hopefully we can get more kids aware of basketball and get basketballs in their hand through school programs at a younger age.
Well, we're very much looking forward to seeing how it all builds. I'm sure you are too. It's a pretty exciting opportunity to take out the reins and build a club from scratch, which I'm sure you're looking forward to doing, Simon. We appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to sharing the journey with you along the way. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Simon Brookhouse, the CEO of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, and Alistair Nicholson, who is, along with Johnny Ralph, one of the great media golfers these days, with you as well, Adam. Tells me that every time.
Wait, hang on a sec.
Well, no, I knew I had to throw you in because you gave me some evil eyes there through the Zoom lens. tells me that to be bitten by a Jack Jumper is something you'll never forget. They're very nasty little things.
Yes.
Very nasty little things.
I've never seen a Jack Jumper. I want to find one when I go to Tassie.
No, I'm with you, Cheryl. I've never seen one either. But I'm assured it's not something you want to have hanging on the bottom of your foot.
Right.
So avoid that at all costs. 12 to 8, we'll get to a break.